We've raised chickens most of our marriage, so that's 30 years of learning to understand feathered, cackling females. I recognize this species is messy, noisy, piggish, sometimes mean, which explains the term henpecked. They're also dense, and they run like gawky miniature Tyrannosaurus rexes. Despite their character flaws, I love my girls. However, one of them has me wondering. Our chicken house contains nesting boxes. Most of the time, our ladies prefer to use the comfortable semi-private cubicles when their egg-laying urges strike. When they utilize these, life is easier for everyone. Following recent collections, I've noticed one overachiever is showing up the other layers. With such large size orbs, she deserves luxury. This system is good for the hens, and it works well for me because I can take a bucket of feed out at noon to toss to the ladies in their rooster and then gather their deposits in my newly emptied pail. Making life interesting on occasion, one of the cackle crew hides her daily delivery in the doghouse or under the cedars so I don't find it. While the game of discover the hidden egg is time-consuming, I understand. The gal has worked hard to grow the equivalent of a double ping-pong ball inside her and then eject it. One explanation I've come up with for these secretive types is that one or two get broody and want to hatch their clutch. These are the usual suspects when I find eggs in odd places. I try to save these ladies a dozen or so offerings to let them satisfy their motherly instincts. Another time we get eggs in odd places is when temperatures break triple digits. Without air conditioning or fans, the chicken house stifles anything inside by midday. Often, late layers take advantage of a chiminea sitting on my shaded patio. The cool, soft sand inside the rounded cavity provides a perfect spot for the hen to lay her egg, announce her success, and hop out to sip from the bowl I keep nearby for thirsty creatures. This works for me because I see or hear the hen and find her treasure. This brings me to my oddest discovery ever. A friend recently asked if eggs ever fell out of hens where they were standing. "No," I answered. "The chicken knows an egg is coming and gets somewhere comfortable to perform her duties." Imagine my surprise a few days after this conversation when I went to fill the hen's water pans and discovered an egg lying at the bottom of the dish. I know my hens sometimes wait as they drink, but I can't imagine what possessed one to drop her load in that spot. This must be the same girl who occasionally stays too long on the roost, resulting in splattered eggs. I recently found oval treasures in the chiminea and under the cedar tree, but so far I have only found one in the water bowl. Did that hen overhear my conversation with my friend and need to humble me? Who knows? Can a human ever understand a chicken mind? Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.